The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a miraculously, astronomically implausible episode of Globally Local FM. And why I say that, Henry, I don't know if you noticed, but this is the 25th episode of Globally Local. Today we are at, say the name again?
Cluj.
Cluj-Napoca?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. It is also the 25th of November today.
Nice. Okay. Good calculations. I don't know if that's true. But I like it.
I just counted it before this episode recording, and yes, it is the 25th of November. And you know what's in 4 days?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but go. Thanksgiving in America?
So you don't care about me is what you're saying.
Is it like fucking Independence Day in Latvia? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Wow. Really? No, nothing?
Wait, okay, wait. Let me think. I think this could be the finale of your D&D campaign. No, you know what it is? It's your sister's birthday. Congratulations, Rudy's sister. Congratulations. Happy for you. I hope you get a big present from Rudy.
Sis, you deserve the world. If you're listening to this, indeed, happy fucking birthday on the 29th of November.
I agree. Happy birthday. That's all I have to say. I think everybody deserves a big birthday wish on the 29th of November. But most of all, Rudy's sister. So, today's about you. All right, just remember that.
Well, listen, if you're so obsessed with my sister, then 11th of December is when you have to look at it. No, 10th. No, 11th. Oh my God. One of those 2 days.
Uh-oh. No, on a real note, the 29th of November is, of course, Rudy's mom's birthday. So congratulations, Rudy, mom. I'm really happy for you. This is all about you today.
Genuinely is, because she till this day keeps whining that I was switched in a hospital and was not her true child. So it's a big day for my mom and my dad for celebrating yet another year of... Well, actually, they haven't dealt with me for the past 5 years, so...
Very good, Rudy. Proud of you. 29th. That's it. Just a regular weekday. Classic Thursday. But Rudy, you know what's about 8 to 9 months from the 29th of November?
8 to 9 months from 20, no.
That's my birthday. It's almost around the corner.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
It's almost like I don't freaking care anymore.
Okay.
Bitch. Yeah. How does that feel?
You see what he's like, everybody? He's so mean.
What do you mean you started it? You started it.
All right, Rudy, you want to hear a funny story?
Also, just for the record, because I know when my sister's birthday, I lied to you so you make a fool out of yourself. It's the 10th of December.
Okay, I feel
so
embarrassed.
You would have made a fool out of yourself by saying on the 11th.
Do you want to hear a funny story, Rudy?
Mm.
Me too, so go ahead. Come up.
Oh my God. Yo. Okay, that was good. I will give that one to you. That was good for no freaking
Thank
reason.
You.
Okay. I'm moving on. I thought there was going to be a happy birthday moment, but freaking moving on. And then the sludge of the end of November. We are in Cluj-Napoca today, Romania, a Globally Local FM, small whimsical radio show that is bound by the wheel that we spin at the end of every episode. And I think it's time for us to move on to the news.
Yeehaw. Who wants to start?
You start, because I don't deserve to.
All right, I agree. Just a quick note to the listeners. Don't let this sad sob fool you into sending him, like, birthday sympathy wishes, all right? You gotta stonewall his ass. All right.
Wow.
All right. Romania imposes 70% wealth tax on undeclared rental income. So, As I said, Romania has increased the tax on undeclared rental income from 16 to 70% to deter people from renting out under the table.
16 to 70?
Yes. But what? Rudy,
do you think somebody just misspoke and they were like, oh yeah, let's increase to 17. Okay, 70, got it.
I like that theory. I think they just said, fuck it, we'll increase it to 70 because 70% of zero is the same percent as 16% of zero. Undeclared income, you can't trace.
I guess so. I mean, Romania would be the land of, you know, sleazing ways through money. Listen, we know somebody in our friends group, like lovely Romanian, did not grow up in Romania, but however, she has again and again proved that what a businessman she is. She once tried to sort of like make our dear friends who have been a couple for a long while marry in the Netherlands for the purposes of money and getting like extra allowances and stuff like that.
I mean, that's a good idea. I like it.
Oh my God, there's two of them.
Well, you got to appreciate a good hustle.
But yeah, no, so exactly. Especially when it comes about love.
Yes, Rudy. I agree.
That's a good hustle. I approve of that hustle. Gotta appreciate a good hustle.
All right. We're on the same page.
Hustling, bustling.
No, so here's the thing, right?
Occasionally fucking. Hopefully. Go on.
All right, Rudy. Is that all? Or have you got more to say about people's sex life?
All I'm gonna say is whenever you guys have sex, dear listeners of the podcast,
Rudy thinks of you. Oh, even worse. Well, of course, undeclared income. So here's what I thought was a bit strange about that, right? If somebody's not declaring their income, and then you find out that they've not been doing that, wouldn't you just give them a massive fine? Why would you have a set tax rate on that? Or do they give you the fine and then also tax you on that? Does it make sense what I'm saying?
It does make sense, and I'm trying to make sense of the situation you're proposing, and I think it's... I don't know, because tax rate implies that there's, like, continuously going to be some money deducted, right?
Yeah. I guess it's just, if they discover that you have rental income that you're not declaring, you then get taxed 70% over it versus the normal 16%.
Perhaps. Yeah, maybe. Also, maybe it's retroactive. And they just fucking stomp your ass. You're there like, oh, my granny, you know, she's old. She has to pay, like, a bit less because I love her. But, like, we don't declare that rental, blah, blah, blah. They found that out. How about for the past 30 years, you now give us, what about, like, 30K? Granny just shoots herself because that's the easier way out.
Well, granny's not the one that's in trouble here.
Okay, granny shoots the grandchild because that's the easier way out.
Very good. I love that for you, Granny. You're a law-abiding citizen.
Okay.
Yeah, so
actually, good segue. Segue for my next article title. So don't stray too much from this idea.
Okay, go on.
Article name is well-deserved.
Okay.
On October 14th, at around 5:30 p.m. in the region of Mintyugirli Pass, or something like that, an incident took place, namely, a car was hit by a train whilst it was trying to cross the railroad. You might be thinking, wow, Rudy, that's fucking dark, okay? And to that I say, hear me out. First of all, both passengers of the car are completely fine, as they allegedly got out of the car in time before the train hit the car. After the second fact, I'm gonna tell you, should have stayed in the car. Secondly, they left out one key detail. The car was a BMW. And you know, people at home, what I think of BMWs. That tells me everything I need to know. The article states that the police are now looking into whether all the traffic regulations and safety precautions were met. But I can already tell you, they probably were not. After all, it's a goddamn BMW driver with their unnecessarily loud exhaust and two rear traction tires for that good old drifting. God, I fucking hate BMW drivers, if you couldn't tell.
I mean,
it's like the most like straight toxic masculinity like car. Everybody who's like 16 guess that what we in Latvia call the white license, where it's like technically you have to drive with like a parental guidance or somebody with a driver's license for at least 3 years. Start like, and the first car they get is some kind of freaking BMW, so they go out drifting, they trash it, they are loud. In the middle of the night, they just go by, open the window, trash the car, freaking...
I trash the car.
These BMWs, I do not understand why they come so loud. And you know what, actually, when I was in Rome, I saw so many BMWs, and all the BMWs I saw in Rome, I actually was talking about this with Nuisance, huh? All of the men driving BMWs, bald. All of them, single one, bald.
So they're compensating for their bald head, is that what you're saying?
I do not know.
Yeah, now what I was going to say is, unless you have really, really poor safety and traffic regulations, it's almost automatically the fault of the car that's parked on train tracks when a train hits it.
Yeah.
Like, it's very difficult to fuck that up, in my opinion.
That's one of the easiest ways to, happens. Like, just follow the rules. They actually, like, they freaking put a schlagbaum in front of it, they do blinking lights, and they also signal when the train comes.
Yeah, and the train also does a loud fucking when it's exactly. on the way.
Exactly.
So,
Thomas the Train Engine? Is that you?
I mean, there is a character in Thomas the Tank Engine called Henry, so
really?
There you go.
I've never seen the cartoon. Well,
I think he's green, much like me.
Because, yeah, you are
As
very
in, I
green,
stand...
especially when you yes. talk about big oil.
Yeah. Well, I'm green, but I still run on a steam engine, you know.
Next topic.
All right. my next article is not really an article as much as it is an opinion piece. And it was an opinion piece specifically that I took issue with because I think it's a shit opinion. So, ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here's how... According to the author, how to find peace, serenity, and also be part of a community while living in an urban environment. Rudy, sum this article up for me. What do you think is the answer?
How to be, like, how to live in serenity?
How to live in peace, serenity, and in a good community in an urban environment.
In an urban
In a city.
Okay.
How can you combine all these aspects into... One answer.
Explosive diarrhea. Nobody wants to talk with you. Everybody leaves you alone.
That's good. You know, I really like that because if the community is just you, it's automatically in harmony.
Exactly.
So there you go. No, the answer according to our author is living in a gated community. The best way to be in touch with your fellow man.
Of course.
So, what are the benefits, Rudy? Enhanced security and a high level of safety feeling.
Uh-huh.
Close by amenities. Fostering a sense of community. You know the neighbors and the neighbors know you.
Uh-huh.
And of course, what's the most important part, Rudy?
A lot of money.
That's right. High property values. So... I thought this article was gonna be like tongue in cheek, be like, oh, gated community, haha. But you know, you can find these things elsewhere.
Yeah.
But no, it just like fully just ended with like, yeah, so live in a gated community. That's my recommendation.
Being cults. And genuinely, like, those communities
okay,
I find
bro.
Would be like cults.
Yeah, now there's a couple gated communities in my area here, in good old Melby.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's kind of ugly as well. It's like all the same house, all repeated. It's just kind of weird. Like,
how do you get in those communities, by the way? Because you can't like just I believe you can't. Okay, from the social standpoint of view, right? How do you get in the community apart from having a lot of money? Because you have to have somebody on the in, no?
I think not necessarily. I think step one is having a lot of money, and then I reckon that if you're going to buy, they're probably going to have, like, the management team of that gated community. You probably have to do, like, a small interview, I reckon. I have no clue, but I feel like that would
Jesus
make sense.
Christ, imagine. getting interviewed for a place where you want to live.
Yeah, but...
I mean, there was a... when I used to live with our dear friend who's now in Singapore, I used to take my walks near the airport. And in Eindhoven here, there is a gated community, I believe, near the airport, where basically it's like three high-story buildings. And then it looks like a pentagon with its own like small like amenities thing inside.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the first time I found out about it and the first time I walked there, weird vibe. I'm going to be honest, weird vibe. Everything is the same. Everybody kind of actually like talks to each other, knows each other. And I'm like, they're kind of meh. I'm the person who, if my neighbors are nice, sure, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I want to know all my neighbors to like a friends level. You know what I mean?
No.
Unless we've been friends before and we happen to live in the same like location.
Yeah. No, I would like to know my like direct neighbors, and that's kind of where it ends. Like... Okay, it's fine to know Bill from a couple streets over, you know, but I don't need to know everybody.
No. And I don't want to know Bill everybody. Bill has kind of gone off the deep end recently.
Has he? What's he been up to?
You'll hate to hear it, but sustainable energy.
That's pretty sick. I thought it was going to be, like, sick as in sickening. I was really hoping for, like, alcoholism, but
yeah,
that's so much
when
worse.
When I was told, I was kind of crossed fingers for cancer, but alas.
You can't win them all.
No, you can't.
You know?
Anyways, man's best friend, money. You segue my articles so well.
Thank you, Rudy. It's almost like this entire podcast is scripted.
Oh yeah, definitely scripted. Man's best friend, and in many cases, a true member of the family. This is how their owners see their dogs, right? This is also the case for people who are desperately looking for Po, an 8-year-old French bulldog. Po disappeared on September 12th from the village of Salitière, and some Ciruila commune, C-I-U-R-I-L-A. Anyways, the family from Cluj offers a reward of 2,000 euros for finding 8-year-old puppy. Those who have seen him or find him and take him to them, call the phone number 07366.
Don't publish an actual phone number. I don't want to be related to fucking actually like semi-doxing someone, even though it's like voluntary. So please,
leave
Sid
can bleep it out. Point being,
yeah,
fucking
right,
stacks, yo. Find a dog and buy a new one for cheaper, earn money. Like 2,000 euros, Po.
So wait, what's the strat here? You just buy a new dog for 1,000 and say, hey, this is yours?
1,000? We buy dogs in Latvia for freaking 5 euros when they get puppies. Just buy a small French bulldog for, I don't know, like 100, because that's already a steal. Get 1,900 in return.
Did the family spontaneously forget what their old dog used to look like?
It's probably older people. Older people like the dog so much, so.
There you go. The only way
also,
to really
he's
win.
He's ran away. So probably like scratch him up a little bit and be like, yeah, he's kind of like looks like this because he's been out in the wild for a while.
He's changed.
He's changed. He's a changed dog now.
All right, Rudy. I think, is this time for an advertisement, as the British would
yes.
say?
Yes.
All right, then let's take a quick break and we'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to be a poet, yet you didn't even know it? Poetry provides a creative outlet. It's an exercise to make your brain sweat. Can I help you find your new passion? It's a win-win because I just want to cash in. May I persuade you to buy my new book, How to Write Poetry at the Level of a Fifth Grader? It's sure to make your mother wish you had just become a day trader. Most people have told me, the book, well, it's not bad. Yet, due to poor sales, here I am, musing on this ad. I am begging you, please buy my book. I'm at my last straw, because otherwise my family faces bankruptcy.
What the fuck? Quite the ad we got here today. Depressi repressi.
I think that was very convincing. I really feel like doing some poetry right now.
Point being, it's time for the weather news. And weather, Henry. Oh, the weather. You know what we're 1 week away from, right?
That's right.
It's the time of the year. Oh, the snow. Weather outside is frightful. And the fire. Oh, delightful. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I wish I could tell you lovely Romanians that snow is promised for December, but for now it seems that Santa is on the cusp of trying to figure out whether you have been naughty or nice, as the nighttime temperatures will mostly be sub-zero, however, daytime is a problem, with an average of 3 degrees Celsius over the whole month. So, naughty listeners living in Romania, pull your shit together, otherwise, instead of snow, you'll get coal in the middle of your forehead. So I will say, for it counts the most, the end of December does look a little bit colder. So praying for the best.
All right.
I can't wait.
So no snow yet?
I cannot wait for my personalities to switch. I mean, you already know. I have two personalities for every month of the year except December. December is only Christmas elf. Oh, fuck, wait. I forgot, man. What? I might not be able to record in December. Santa needs his little helpers.
All right.
I'm making this joke officially now before anyone else makes it, because goddamn, every year some fucking smartass comes out and is like, oh, Rudy, you're short. Did not the Santa need his elves for helping? And I'm like, ha, 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 die.
Okay. Well, everybody, let's go into our little mind palace of clues. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, close your eyes and picture this. You explore the old city, enjoying the gothic buildings, and of course the well-known polyvalent arena, where the 2015 CSGO major was played, a well-known fact by everyone in the world.
Bruh.
However, something feels off, Rudy. This is the capital of Transylvania, but you're seeing shockingly little vampires. You decide to investigate and head to the outskirts to find some more real Transylvanians. As you head further out, the air starts to become heavy. You can hardly see ahead of you, and the ambient heat increases. It's almost like you're walking straight into hell. Suddenly, you bump into a gate. You look through and see rainbows and sunshine. Everyone is so happy, the environment is so beautiful, and the community loves each other. If only you had listened to that real estate agent when they advised you, just stop being a broke loser. That could have been you on the other side of the fence. Luckily, you know how to stick it to those rich snobs, so you hightail it to the airport, where you take a quick 55-minute flight to Bucharest and then straight back again, and back again, and back again, to be responsible for as much carbon emissions as possible. So, if you love carbon emissions, then I think Cluj could be your next destination.
Lovely, lovely. I think not much left for today's episode, okay? Local businesses and local radios. Is that correct, my dear host?
Yes, I am.
All right, all local right. Business. My local business for today is something I crave so much right now. Go to McDonald's, people. For real. And bring me some. I'll take 6 chicken nuggets with medium fries, sauce of your own choice, and a cheeseburger. And whilst you wait for my order, go see the outside and you'll find yourself in the middle of the old town, so might want to check it out, but that's not important. Go for the McDonald's, please.
Okay, good, because I had some pretty shit local business recommendations, like that one time I recommended the fucking gas station, but that would have taken the cake by far, all right? Anyway... My local business, on the other hand, very good, very helpful.
Very mindful, very demure.
It's a bit, honestly, a little bit. So it's a bit unorthodox as well, but it's well worth considering. It's the Centrul Medica Transylvania. Basically, it's a hospital. The reason I'm recommending a hospital, I know it kind of seems weird after bashing McDonald's as a local business, but it's because there's a, what's it called, an illness in Transylvania. Specifically in the Transylvania region. It's mostly local, but visitors pick it up every now and then. So it's important to get a quick checkup before you leave. This is real, by the way. when I went to Romania back in, I think, 2017, we also all had to go to the doctor before we left. So luckily, as I said, it's real common practice, so it's pretty easy to get it checked out before you leave. Have you heard of this illness at all, Rudy? Because it's not very well known. I have no idea what it was before I visited.
Okay, no, I have not.
Okay.
Are you?
It's not a very dangerous illness. It's not a very dangerous illness. It's called Romanian fever. And the only symptom is that the sound you make when you sneeze sounds more like a cluj instead of achu.
God, please. Oh, the first half a minute, I was like, there's a bit. Then you went on and I was like, oh no, there's no bit. So you fucking got me. The moment I answered you and you had that fucking Cheshire Cat smile on your face, I was like, ah, fucking bitch.
It's never been a strength of mine to keep my poker face all the way through.
God damn it. Well, you got me here. I'll admit, you got me here.
All right, Rudy. What's your radio station recommendation while you're in line at the
hospital?
Well,
on par, Radio Transylvania Cluj-Napoca Poca for my devilish, blood-sucking, and apparently pop radio suggestion. And you know what I forgot as a feeling? That this radio provided, actually, when I was listening to this morning, because I did my homework a bit late, those early moments in the morning, before work or school, when your mood is down, and yet, when you tune in on just the right station, the vibes go up. You know what, how that feels, Henry?
Yes.
For me, it was I just tuned in and, you know, a bit groggy, sipping my tea, and it was, do you remember the 21st night of September? And it was just vibes. It was like a radio edit of the song, but...
That's good. That's a good vibe. I like that.
Indeed.
Yeah, my recommendation is a little bit worse. It's Radio 95.1 FM Radio Paprika. Get yourself some spicy tunes. It'll sound like you stuffed bell peppers in your ears. So, if you, yeah, give that a go if you ever want to experience what that sounds like.
Oh.
All right, Rudy.
That just about wraps us up. Thank you so much for listening. Did you jump just now?
No.
It looked like you did.
I didn't jump.
Thank you
just,
so much for listening to Globally Local FM, ladies and gentlemen. Today in Romania, please check out our dear colleague from Tom of Hazard, Colossal Pengu at twitch.tv. You can find our dear co-host Henry on...
You'll find me in the hospital with a Romanian fever, getting a checkup.
Exactly, and Rudy at 000 RUDYS 000. So 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros on Instagram. And my dear co-host, where are we going next?
Next, we're going to, drumroll please, Prague in Czechia. Just two countries over.
Opening the Christmas season in the place of balls. As in gowns, balls, dance
yeah,
balls.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Yeah.
You...
All right, keep it to yourself, all right?
Do you hear that,
sicko?
By the way?
What's that?
No. I think she's cracking open. I think she's unfreezing. Mariah Carey, is that you? No! Ah! Ah!
A clue.